Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yeah, Connor says I want a reward or a generator, and they asked me for my card number and stuff, and gave me 20 something, I think 20, 22% off, 28% off, something like that. But if I won the prize, how much did I have to just pay?
Well, I have to look into that information, sir. May we have your zip code, please?
Yeah, 28304.
Okay, 28304.
Yes,
Okay, one moment. Two eight three zero four. Okay. In your first and last name, please.
Jimmy Faison.
Thank you, Mr. Faison. Mr. Faison, if possible, could you verify your shipping and or home address?
Yes. 2681 Adams Lake Drive, Apartment P, Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's the 28304 zip.
Great, thank you. Allow me one moment to review the account here. Now, while I'm reviewing, you're stating that you would like to know how much you will have to pay. Is that correct?
For the reward, yeah.
Okay, thank you. One second.
It says I won the award, but then it wants me to put my card in. I mean, I guess you guys are going to charge me for shipping or something, right?
It does appear that, okay, so we're looking at the account here right now. 1 second.
Please tell me this ain't a scam, sir.
Reviewing the account here, sir. Just one moment. Okay, are you still here with us, Mr. Faison?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So it appears that you've already paid $5.74.
That's what I'm asking. I just said that you took my card information. And so I won a generator, correct?
Well, you entered into an exclusive offer. What that means is it's essentially a drawing.
Right.
So with that being stated, that the probability of you winning is very high.
Yes, so they deceived me by telling me that I had received a reward. Then I put my information in, and it says here, you need my card number. So I'm thinking I'm going to pay taxes or something on what I just won. Yeah, so just withdraw me from that, man. That's very deceptive. And being that deceptive, you know, like I said, they could be. You guys can get a million people to do that. And guess what? You got a million, sometimes five times something dollar. Guess what? You millionaires, man. You can't do that, man. Either you win a reward or you don't win it. So it's very deceptive. So just withdraw me from it. Do not charge my card, okay?
So you want to go forth with cancellation? Is that what we're hearing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, okay. I'm a very intelligent man, so I don't play games like that, no.
Understandable here. Allow us one moment as we go forth to cancel the account. 1 second, please. Mr. Faison, are you still with us?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for your patience. I want to inform you that we did go forth with cancellation, as well as we did refund you the $5.74. So please allow your... Pardon?
Mm-hmm.
What was
no,
that?
No, I'm just repeating what you said. $5.74.
Yes. So if you would, please allow your banking institution at least 3 to 5 business days to receive those funds.
Okay, then. Now, what's the cancellation number?
Yes. So the cancellation number is, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Yes.
262-738-797.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it.
That is it, yes.
It'd be Charlie 262-738-797.
That is correct.
Okay then. Yeah.
Well, if that is all. Yes, sir, Mr. Faison. Thank you for contacting customer support. Bye bye.
Okie dokie. Bye bye.